Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. I'm Amy Boucher-Pye, and I called our reading, Making God Known. A love for God and for people undergirds Catherine's Bible translating work. She rejoices when women in India come to a deeper understanding of Scripture, reading it in their mother tongue. She remarks that when they do, they often start cheering or clapping. They read about Jesus and they say, "Oh, wonderful!" Catherine longs for more people to read the Scriptures in their own language. In this desire, she holds close to her heart the vision of the aging disciple John on the island of Patmos. Through the Spirit, God ushered him into the throne room of heaven, where he saw a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. Altogether they worshipped God, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God." God continues to add to the great number of people praising him. He uses not only the work of Bible translators and those praying for them, but also those who reach out to their neighbors in love with the good news of Jesus. We can rejoice in this joyful mission, marveling at how God will spark more people to join with the angels in saying, "Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever." Our passage from the Bible today is from Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 through 12. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Let's pray. Saving God, thank you for the gift of Jesus. Please help us to share your wonderful love with others so that they too may read your word and receive your grace and your truth. We pray in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.